100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, morning, everyone.
Morning.
Ari, how are you today?
Good for a hump day. I feel awake and I feel ready. You... I don't know. I feel like I can feel something in the waters.
Really?
Something is happening today and I don't know what it is. Maybe it's like excitement around budget. I don't know. So I used to be a former journalist.
So this is exciting you.
This is, it's kind of like our Olympics in a way.
So
that
you've got
and
your...
the elections.
You've got your money green shirt on. So maybe it is.
Good fortune.
Yeah.
Yeah, perhaps. I don't know.
Or maybe good fortune's coming your way in some other way, shape or form.
Maybe. Might also be the fact that I had a double shot coffee this morning.
That could be contributing to it. Who's to tell?
Look, hump day, turning a slump day into a hump day. That's what we're doing today.
Something else might happen. Like maybe you'll go to get a drink out of the vending machine. It'll knock another drink out. And you'll get two for one.
Oh, great idea. You know, I haven't used that vending machine since it broke, basically.
Oh, yeah, that's probably a good move.
It's not cold anymore.
The fridge doesn't work, in it?
No. It actually, and because of all, like, the fancy lights in the machines, it heats it up. So it's actually hot.
Hey, if you want a hot Coca-Cola...
Oh, perfect.
Or a hot Monster energy drink.
Mm.
Let us know. We can hook you up.
Jackie from the newsroom, actually, we ran into her yesterday whilst we were leaving. And she's
so
like,
funny.
I need a drink from the vending machine, but I got to put it in the freezer.
See, it should be part of the service of a vending machine that cools your stuff down.
Naturally,
like minimum, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just buying the big 24-pack from Coles.
Yeah.
And it's the same.
It's the exact same thing, and I don't want to do that. I want it instantly cold.
Yeah, anyway.
How are you today?
I'm great. Mm. Yeah, it was. I had a very busy day yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, because I had, training the new person at the shop or giving them a trial in the shop. They did really well.
Excellent.
Yeah, which was great.
That's
so
what we want to hear.
Hopefully it'll work out.
Fingers crossed. That way you can ease up a little bit on your duties.
Yeah, I need some time back.
You need some help. Yeah.
Exactly.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Ari, do you know about podcaster Joe Rogan?
Oh, my God. Yes, I know about the podcaster Joe Rogan.
Yeah, so...
Cooked unit. A little bit.
Yeah, you said it right.
I'm not a fan, but I respect the fact that he is in the speaking, world.
And look, I've listened to some of it just to see what's up and certain interviews. He interviews some very interesting people.
Yes, definitely.
He said that this is his latest bit.
Okay.
And you have a think about where you reckon this is from.
Okay.
That he's not returning to Canada. He'll never go back to Canada. And he prefers to go to Russia. He'd rather go to Russia.
Trumpy supporter.
Well, obviously.
Obviously. I mean, like, that's his nature, is to be, like, similar to
Trump.
Yeah,
but
really.
That is really, really odd because there's a big UFC event that's happening in Canada.
Yeah.
And that's like he's like, oh, I'm not attending that now.
Oh, interesting.
Because it's happening in Canada.
I don't know what his gripe is with Canada, eh?
It's a good question because
does he not like maple syrup and bacon?
In the past, he said this whole, like, plan to annex Canada is a stupid plan.
Oh. Okay.
So it's a sudden backflip on that, it seems.
Look, I just think that he needs to be careful when he's talking about these countries because they're big powers that be.
Well, they certainly are.
Don't move to Russia.
I wouldn't have thought so, but hey, maybe he will.
Is it because, like, he does say a lot of controversial things.
Of course.
Do you think living in Russia will be beneficial to him at all? I think he'll get in trouble for the things that he says over there.
Oh, 100%. I don't think he'll move there, but he's saying he'd prefer to go there. Really weird.
Okay, he's just making a statement.
Maybe.
It's all fluffle.
Maybe. He literally said, I don't go to Canada anymore.
That's so stupid. What a weird thing to say.
So ridiculous. So much business there that he has with UFC and whatnot. So we'll see how it unfolds.
It makes room for other tourists, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local local newsroom in the Hunter. New FM's First at 5.
All right, Bree is here for your First at 5. Now, I missed this story yesterday, but very interesting about this robbery, that's happened. Where was it and what went down?
Yeah, so yesterday around 3 o'clock at Jules Tavern, there was a man who threatened staff before leaving with cash. So this is all on Natarba Road yesterday at the Jules Tavern.
I know it very well, yeah.
Yeah, I think I've been there as well, but... You know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I think there's people in there.
Well,
you know,
absolutely.
Imagine just seeing that. It would be unreal, you know.
It's not in a good way.
No.
Mm. You'd be found out. If people are in there and they see your face and whatever, or recognise maybe the way you walk or speaking or whatnot, gosh, you're catching yourself out there.
Yeah. Would have thought so.
That's terrible.
And they made off with some cash. Yeah. Is the allegation at this point? It's such a overall that kind of that place and that time of day fairly quiet. I would say, like I've been in there in the afternoon.
Okay,
because a friend of mine lives nearby.
Right,
and we'll walk down there pretty much. Yeah. And it's not the busiest place. And
no.
It's a weird place to rob.
Family friendly as well.
Yeah, so normally would think so.
Yeah.
Awful.
Maybe it was the closest venue to them. They're like, right, I don't need some cash to go down the bowling club, so I'll steal from here and go over there.
Go to the other club.
Yeah.
Who knows? Weird. Who knows what the motives are? I'm sure more will come out on that.
Yeah, possibly. Seriously. All right. Now, we also, Bree, have to talk about some spectators that have been banned from a local football club over spiking allegations.
Yeah. So this is a crazy one that came out a couple of weeks ago, but they've just revealed, this is all according to ACM, they've revealed that 3 spectators have been banned now from matches from the Northern New South Wales NPL after allegedly spiking a goalkeeper's water bottle with alcohol.
Yeah, right. So this was an Edgeworth FC goalkeeper, yeah?
Yeah. So that was during an Edgeworth and Belmont game back in February.
Okay.
So these spectators have now been slapped with 30-day bans. Another spectator was banned for 60 whole days.
I'm sorry.
30 days.
That doesn't seem like enough.
No,
he said 30 whole days. That should be a lifetime ban. That seems so dangerous.
I think, you know, it is just an investigation between the football. I think if there was a bigger investigation with police involved, maybe then it would be bigger.
I think it's all because of the allegations, right? Because how else are you going to prove that? All you have is the word of the goalkeeper. Whereas I think behind the scenes, Brie, you were just like, yeah, maybe he was just a bad keeper. He wasn't drunk.
Definitely.
Surely they could have tested the water bottle, though, and gone, there's alcohol.
Yeah, there's a bit of tequila in that.
But then how do you know the goalkeeper didn't sprint?
That is also...
But somebody would have seen them spike it.
I'm sure all of this went down, all this chat went down in the investigation.
Yeah.
But it just feels, if they know who it is, it feels like a light ban.
Yeah,
but maybe they're not 100% sure.
I think that's what
like
it
that.
Is. Yeah.
Interesting.
No more spiking people. Stop it.
Yeah, God, just let people play their sport. They don't need to be spiked their drink. It seems like such a weird and
very
unnecessary...
Very passionate fan. Of the opponent.
Oh, NPL gets heated in the grandstand sometimes.
Oh,
depends on the game.
That's what Ari has told me before. So you've got to be super careful.
That's why I don't go to games anymore.
I've never been to one.
They're good. Honestly, we have some great soccer players. We do.
Treat yourself. Thanks for that, Brie.
New FM. The Novos.
I think Uber and Menulog have to be some of the most used services everywhere.
Here, so popular.
Sydney, across the country.
Yeah.
Well, you won't want to use Uber or Menulog when you hear this story.
What's
so apparently,
happened?
Down in Sydney, a Uber driver has been caught by CCTV footage. So he's gotten into an elevator. He's about to do a delivery in an apartment building, right?
Yeah.
So he walks into the lift, presses a button. Okay, normal. So he holds his bag of food ready to go. But then as soon as the door closes and the lift starts moving, he pulls his fly down. You can see it. He's got his back to the camera, of course, but you can see what he's doing. So fly down, whips it out, and starts peeing on the inside of the door of the lift. So obviously
he didn't
have time to stop at Macca's on the way to use the loo. So he's just, holding a customer's meal,
peeing. Not peeing on the food, though. It's pretty obvious that he's got the food, like, out from, like,
that's
in his
lucky.
Hand. But, yeah, ridiculous. Apparently...
So gross.
I know. The incident has been referred to New South Wales Police, but it's left residents of the Northview building pretty understandably shook.
Oh, like, imagine that. You get in the lift and smell.
Smells. The smell. Yes. Oh, my God. They're also demanding... So, the residents, sorry. They're demanding that Uber cover the costs of cleaning and replacing the lift's carpet.
Oh,
and
that,
fair enough.
That feels like a minimum. Oh. Uber's got the money. Fix that thing and clean it up. And at least, I don't know, what do you do? Send out a group message and go, hey, hey, no peeing in the lift, guys. That feels like common sense that you wouldn't have to do that.
You know, it would just suck if something bad came from it, like banning deliveries or something from the building. Like, that could be an actual thing that Strata would
Yeah,
push
they would
for,
consider. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to go down and meet them outside or something.
Yeah, but if to be fair, it's just revolting.
Isn't that gross? Isn't that one of terrible behaviour? I mean, look, public urination, people that do it outside, not great. Mm. But when it's in, like, on a building and in a building, that's about as bad as it gets, I would think.
Mm-hmm. The Novos When You Wake Up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
I've got a life hack for everyone out there, including you, Crevo.
I'm
Are
ready.
You ready for this?
Yeah, of course.
Courtesy of William, my boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
So I was on the phone to him last night, and he's travelling home from work. He's got quite the commute these days. And he's like, look, I've already worked out how my night's going to go. And I said, oh, yeah? He goes, I've done a bit of boy math. And I went, what's boy math? What is that? Anyway, do you want to hear it? I've written
it
down.
That'd be better than girl math, no doubt.
Oh, well, in his ideal world, yes, it is. This is what kept him happy yesterday, right? He goes, okay, I've got to bypass a couple of McDonald's to get home. And he's starving. Hasn't eaten all day. Anyway, so he goes, right, I'm going to get a large nugget meal. He said, I'm going to eat nuggets, and then I have to go get some groceries. So by the time I get the groceries, then I'm not hungry enough to hit and buy everything that looks good in the store.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So it's not going to buy everything
money.
Out. Yep. And then by the time he gets home, you can then consume more beer, having had your food settle in your stomach on the way home.
Smart. He's a
boy
smart
math.
Guy. Yeah.
And I'm like,
no wonder you love him.
And he's like, babe, works for me. I'm so excited by this little scheduling that I've done. I'm like, great. Excellent. Good for you.
A busy mind is what I'm witnessing here.
Get and a nugget meal on the way home, let it settle, have more beer.
Who knows what kind of genius could come from this?
Oh, who knows?
I think you are in a relationship with some kind of Einstein.
I think so.
You should be studying every word that he says and hanging off it. That's my advice.
Oh, God.
Because there's so much intelligence in there.
I know.
UFM. The Novos.
Ari, we know how bad scams are at the moment.
They're everywhere all the time. They're actually quite frightening sometimes too.
They really are. And it's they really prey on sort of the most vulnerable in our society.
Mm-hmm.
And they prey on people that, I guess, they have like a certain kernel of hope. For something to be true. So they...
Of course.
People that are wishful for perhaps a better life.
Just generally optimistic.
Yeah, that's it. This next scam, though, it's something you could hardly believe would happen, but somehow people actually managing to pull it off.
Mm.
So there's this Instagram profile called Queen Elizabeth_3. So it doesn't... If it's not,
okay.
It's not official, I'm guessing.
No.
So you've got a bit of an element of royalty, and they've used as the profile picture a very smiling, happy picture of Queen Elizabeth
II. Oh, how darling.
Yeah, and it said, this is the message that the person has been sent.
Oh, here we go. From this account?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, comma.
Hey. The Queen is not using hey. First
wouldn't
and foremost,
have thought
sorry.
So.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
it should
have thought
be
so.
Good morning to you.
Well, anyway. Maybe you can have another go at this scam.
Okay.
Hey, it's me, Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, for God's sake.
I am not dead. Charles sent me to a deserted island so he could be king.
Yeah, she's been usurped. Oh, yeah, continue.
I don't have access to my royal money. So please cash at me $300 so I can get back to the UK.
Cash at me? What is she, gangster now?
Well, that's... No, Cash App is like this big thing in America.
Oh, okay.
It's sort of like Osco or something.
Oh, I
it's
see.
Like, cash at me $300 so I can get back to the UK.
$300, is that all?
Well, yeah, and right. then there's this... There's like a moment of pause and then another message to like sweeten things up.
Okay.
So cash out me $300 so I can get back to the UK. Then it's tea and biscuits and the English flag. So if one of your older family members gets a message from Queen Elizabeth claiming to be still alive on a deserted island and needing $300, give them a heads up.
It's probably a scam.
It's probably a scam. Not definitely, but probably.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
How about this for a bit of Newcastle history happening right now?
Oh, what's happening?
So, the big carport car park thing next to West's in the city has finally been demolished. Which, look, yes, sad, but I mean, overall... It was just like a big shed, really.
Yeah, but it was so helpful to have all those car spots as well. If you're going to an event like at NEX or something like that, perfect.
And that is true.
Yeah.
However, what they're making way for are twin towers that are going to be these big, massive new apartment buildings.
Oh, fantastic.
Two next to each other. And boy, we need more like housing in this city, right?
It kind of feels like, yeah, we've lost something, but we're also gaining so much more places to live.
Yeah, which we just, everyone needs at the moment.
Keep the Sydney siders out, by the way.
Yeah, two and three bedroom apartments, which is good because three bedroom means families can move in there.
Even a couple.
Yeah, that's right.
Or friends.
Yeah. And how good's this? Rooftop sky gardens, pools, gyms, heaps of community facilities. They actually, these, like the renderings for it.
Yeah.
They look pretty schmick, to be honest.
Something, and they have to be.
Yeah, something that looks great in that part of the city. It's very, very close to the light rail as well. So there's your connections to everywhere, you know, to get into the, onto the heavy rail train as well. And look, honestly, it's just been a bit of a shed for a long time.
It has, yeah.
And it's time for, to make something better out of it, really.
Mm.
And it's a site with a long history. You know, it was damaged by the earthquake as well.
Jeez, that's going back a couple of years.
It certainly is. And then, you know, that building then sort of just, they just put this sort of roof on it to, I guess, have it as a carport shelter. But to turn it into something fantastic, like a big new shiny apartment buildings with rooftop sky gardens, I think that really is the future of our city, really.
Does it say how many apartments are going in?
Good question. I couldn't see. Oh, so there's a combined total, they said, for the two towers.
Yep.
Of 281 apartments.
You're joking.
So 15 stories. It's a pretty big building.
Oh, that'd be great. Like in a couple of years, myself and Will could live there.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Great.
If you get one of the upper ones, the penthouse would be a good view.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Yeah.
Give me a raise.
Well, I think you're in line for it. And Will on his fast track, you know, to management and all that.
Oh my gosh.
Can see that in your future.
Could be.
Maybe the top floor of that is where he proposes.
Oh, don't even. Don't put that in my head.
Overlooking the city, you know, in the rooftop sky garden that they're working on at the moment.
Oh, my gosh, with, like, a little bar?
Yeah.
Now you're talking my language.
And I've just have to tie my shoelace. God. And you turn around and there he is on one knee.
Stop it. You get me excited.
Okay.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So, being Wednesday, my dad has a massive day working. He goes down every Wednesday at the moment to Barnsley, which is where Cotto and the off-road racing team meet to try and work on his big off-road car.
That's right. This is for an off-road race each year, right?
Yeah. So, actually, there's six rounds of the New South Wales Off-Road Racing Championships and Kempsey 300. That's coming up in about a month. But Cotto, God rest his soul, in the terms of racing world. No, he's not dead. As
I was
like,
going to say.
God rest his soul. Of his car, because he completely bashed that thing in his race car through his last race. Like, he hit a tree.
Ah.
Do you remember me telling you about him hitting a tree?
Vaguely.
Mm.
Maybe. Maybe okay. Not.
Well, basically,
what happened? Recap, please.
Just out on the track, I think it was at Melbourne Out. I can't even remember. So the last race he was in, he kind of lost control a little bit and hit a tree being off-road. And the whole front bonnet was smashed in. So like he needed a completely new bonnet. But those things are expensive, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
Dad, being a panel beater,
was able to help out.
He's nearly fixed it.
Like, oh, how good's that?
I know. So him and the team will be down there today working away at the workshop, but it'll be good.
Does your dad, cause if you fix the bonnet, surely you get a team jacket. You're part of the team then, surely.
Oh, he's always been part of the team. I just don't think they have jackets. Cotto, get on that, would you?
They need to have jackets. Yeah. And they're all part of a club, especially coming into winter.
And they work all day on a Wednesday.
Especially in winter, they should have team jackets. Sort that out, Cotto.
Cotto racing jackets. Yeah.
How good would that be?
Hailing from Barnsley. Yes.
I love that.
Yeah, go the boys.
And make them look like a team as well, because they are a team.
Well, it's going to be an interesting round this year.
Definitely. How exciting. I love to hear your dad's, like, interest and connection with that team.
New FM.
The Novos.
Next, I really want to, get like, delve into what's going on at Married at First Sight at the moment. It's a bit of a harsh challenge. And, yeah, it's turned out to be quite interesting this week.
Definitely. It's the biggest show on TV at the moment.
Yes.
Now, obviously, real estate prices in Sydney are out of control.
Yes.
One of the most expensive in the world, in fact.
Oh, yeah.
And
makes you feel sick, hey?
It's so close. And the spillover to our area as well. Mm. I mean, people move up here and then the prices go up here. There's no doubt about that.
Mm.
How about this, though? 31 square metres up for sale of land in the shape of a triangle, and they want $60,000 for it.
Yeah, nah, not happening. What are you going to do with that?
Well, so 31 square metres, if you could build something on it, you could perhaps squeeze a tiny apartment onto it or a tiny house.
Like a two-storey tiny room apartment?
Yeah.
Like one room?
One room per floor,
yes.
Something like that. You sort of could squeeze something on if you could design something. The triangle shape, though, makes it so awkward.
Yeah.
And it gets better because right at the front, you've got one of those electrical boxes, you know, the big, the giant ones that look like a little tin shed.
Oh, yeah.
So right at the front, you got that. Behind you, you've got a tennis court. So it's like that tennis court fencing. And also, you'll have, like, tennis balls always flying onto your land.
Yeah, it could break your windows.
All your tiny windows in your tiny house. Then it gets better because the usage of the land at the moment, you can't build on it.
What?
And here's classic real estate chat, though.
Oh, here we go.
Formerly an easement/access site, it now offers untapped potential.
Well, obviously
what
it is
potential?
Tapped. You can't build on it. So what? You can't even put a playground on it. What are you going to do with that?
We're expecting good... This is more real estate BS, right? We're expecting good buyer interest and have mainly to be shown by neighbours, locals, individuals seeking a unique property investment.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, also it's unique. You can never do anything with it. It's a tiny
That's
patch
right.
of grass that you have to upkeep.
So what are you going to do? Just like kind of sit on the grass all day? It's kind of like, this is my land.
Oh, it's so ridiculous. Okay, some of the comments about what people could do with it, including
great,
paving over it, charging $50 a day parking, which you know is going to take you a long time to try and even get your money back.
Yeah, correct.
Someone said double story shipping container home, then on sell it for $2 million.
Oh, could be
good idea.
Sustainable living.
You can't build there. Some people said it's bigger than most British houses, personally, so I wouldn't complain. Yeah, if you can build on it. You can't build anything on it. It's so absurd.
Technically, could you weasel your way around that, right? Because shipping containers, technically, you're not building. You're just reusing and plotting.
I don't think you can. You might be able to, like, park a caravan on it or something.
Mate, that would not hold up in the court of law in Ariana's world.
Okay, well, unfortunately, everything doesn't go by Ariana court. Otherwise, it would be a different world we lived in.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Married at First Sight. It is in its 12th season. Obviously, it's wrapping up very soon for this year. But you know what? When it comes to this time of the season, sparks are flying. Now, I'm not talking about love per se. I'm talking about issues that every couple has. And
it's very funny how you see people change over the course of the show and the relationships just fall apart.
Well, sometimes, you know, the ones that you think are going so well, suddenly something happens, like a cheating scandal, and it's all over.
And this is kind of the area we move into here because Maths actually this week has introduced a final task for the participants, and it's something that they've never been done. That's never been done before, sorry, in the history of the show. Basically, the relationship experts are going to test the participants' loyalty to each other. What they're doing is...
Loyalty test.
So there's been a plan B matchup. Basically, all the people... matching people, they've got to select from a pool, right? And they've basically separated all the participants, put them in their own individual apartments, sent them a letter and said, okay, you've been matched with this person, but you also had a plan B option, someone who could have been matched with you but didn't end up doing so.
Right. So it's like...
Is the grass greener?
Yeah.
Mentioned in the letter.
Is this second best person actually better?
Yeah. Well, this is what it says. What they had to do, though, was decide whether or not they'd like to meet up with them. So it was their choice, but they needed to test whether or not the grass isn't always greener on the other side. So very interesting. And I've been watching this with my mum of the past two nights. I have an issue with it, and so does she, because it's basically saying, hey, you could see what else is out there, but that also means you'd be interfering with your own relationship and the dynamic that you've already built.
That's right, and the true love that you've already got, that long-lasting true love that most MAFS couples come away with. Mm. So this could be very tempting and wrong.
Well, most of them have met up with their plan Bs.
Really? They're very naughty, aren't they?
Yeah, some of them are good, some of them are not. One of the girls last night, though, she got stood up by her plan B. And then she came home and told her husband. He just laughed in her face.
Yeah, of course.
So
what an idiot.
Funny.
You've made me look bad, but actually you've made yourself look bad.
Yeah, there was only one couple that said, no, neither of us want to go do that.
One, so the rest of them were like, let's see what else is out there.
Yeah, but they made these decisions on their own, so it wasn't like it was influenced by the other or whatnot. But because some of these relationships, they're pretty toxic, let's be honest.
Okay.
They're not working out for some of them, so...
They're happy to try someone else, see if there's any other hotties out there that make them feel happier, basically.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, God, Maths, juicy as ever.
105.3 New FM.
It's the Novos. Name five.
Yeah, competition time here. This is our game for your Wednesday morning, the Novos Name Five. How it works, 10 seconds on the clock. You've got to name five things related to the category we give you, hence the name.
Poof, and it's hot in here today with the category and also the aircon broken.
Yes,
both contributing to the heat in here. If you can't handle the heat, get out the studio and off the phone.
Yes, that's right. Okay. So,
let's meet our contestant, shall we?
Let's just go to the phones right away.
So, in Rayworth, good morning, Mark. How are you?
Morning. Good, guys.
That's the way. Are you, you know how the game works?
Yes.
Yeah, nice one.
Prepared.
Yeah, he certainly is. What are you up to today? Are you on the road or what's going on?
Yeah, I'm currently on my way to work.
Nice. Yes. What work are you doing today?
Traffic control.
Oh, God bless you.
On the lollipop stick?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Someone's got to do it.
I know, but I feel for traffic controllers because they would get so many beeps and,
you'd get more thumbs up and stuff, wouldn't you?
I don't know.
It's not really the thumbs.
Uh-oh. Ah, yeah, right.
Interesting. You've got to have a thick skin.
Yeah, I would have thought so. Mark sounds pretty tough, though.
All right.
Let's get into this. 10 seconds on the clock. You've got to name five things from the category Ari gives you, okay?
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, Mark, name five items you would buy your dog. Go!
Toys, food, washing, a fox cat, and a rabbit. Toy.
What was the second last one?
A box cat.
Like a stuffed cat.
I have no idea what that is.
Are we going to give it to him?
Let's do it.
All right, go on. Overall, I'm confused by all of your answers.
Doesn't matter.
But it doesn't matter.
Sounds right.
You've got yourself a family ticket to go and see the Minecraft movie, plus you're in the draw for tickets to see Six the Musical. Well done. Mark from Rayworth.
Thanks, guys.
Our latest local winner here at New FM.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, McDonald's birthday parties. Did you ever go to one as a kid, Ari?
I think I went to a couple, actually. They were really, really fun. I enjoyed them.
There was something about it. I don't know what it was, but it was just an element of the past that was just so exciting. If you got invited to one, you're like, holy dooly, this is going to be a good afternoon.
It was a gold class experience because, of course, you walk in there and you smell the fries, which is just the best visceral experience. Yeah. And then, of course, you get all the Macca's food, you get the ice cream cake after it, and then you go for a play in the play gym.
And then the other, did you get the, so when I went to one as a kid.
Okay.
And we got a tour of the back of, like, of McDonald's kitchens, what? Including going into the walk-in freezer, which was very exciting as a kid.
That is very cool. And no, they didn't offer that in Newcastle.
I don't know why, but anyway, it was part of it, the one I went to.
Okay.
And I distinctly remember it. It's extraordinary all these years later, remembering it so well. And then sometime we were trying to work this out yesterday behind the scenes.
Yeah.
They sort of disappeared.
Well, yes. Now, some people say it was 5 years ago that they stopped doing them. I say it was like 10 to 15.
I thought it was longer. Maybe it was a slow decline store by store or something like that. Who knows?
Well, they don't have the function rooms, I don't think. Anymore,
yeah, that's a part of it, I think. Suddenly they were gone. We're not sure when, but suddenly they were gone. Mm-hmm. Now, imagine my surprise when yesterday, in my Facebook feed from McDonald's, like, you know, with the blue tick and everything.
The official page.
I'm advertised them. And it said here, this is what the package includes. Games, activities, 2 hours of party time, 10 happy meals and 10 vanilla cones.
Woo-wee.
And I was thinking. They're back just in time for when Esme, you know, has her birthdays. Yeah, coming up.
Her 5 year birthday, maybe?
Yeah, something like, who knows, something around that age, you know, the tour of the kitchen and everything. I thought, how cool is this?
Right.
Then it says above it, for only $990, you can give your children the best party of their life.
Hang on.
And I went, that's $100 a kid. There's only 10.
That's nearly a grand just for a little Macca's birthday party, mate.
And do I get a meal even included?
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like it unless I'm having a happy meal.
Well, where's your run in the play gym is what I want to know.
And I was just blown away by this. I thought this must be something wrong here. And then another friend of mine had posted like a screenshot of this saying, you know, great deal on your Macca's birthday party, like some sarcastic face or whatever.
Sure.
I was like, this is so strange. What is happening here? I start looking into it. There's a couple of theories behind what's happened. The first one is it's some sort of mistake and that it's supposed to be $99, like $10 a kid, which seems like good value, really.
Sure,
especially if you get all of that included. Looking further into it, and you might see this pop up in your feed before you hit the outrage emoji. just have a think. There's a chance that someone's saying that these are actually ads from McDonald's in Trinidad and Tobago, which are these tiny little island nations that sort of run themselves. And for some reason, Facebook keeps putting them in everyone else's feed.
Oh, that sounds like a big mistake, though.
Well,
surely.
It is. Yeah, it seems like it. And that works out to about $200, which seems more. It's still $20 a kid, but it seems more realistic.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, the other thing that I guess throws me off and makes me think that this might be an overseas ad that's somehow mistakenly been forced into Australia is them calling them vanilla cones. I've never heard it called that before.
No, because we call them soft serves.
Soft
here.
Serves, yeah. Yes. And where's the ice cream cake is the other question I've got.
Oh, bring that back.
If that's not part of it, I don't think I'm really, you know, a fan overall.
Nah, we're not going to that party if that's the case.
Conclusion time. I'm saying it's probably an overseas ad. And somebody in the marketing department needs a kick up the butt to try and sort out what's going on. Because a lot of people are pretty mad about how expensive it is.
Good morning.
Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day.
Stockland Green Hills, kidsworldplay.com.au.
Right now in Rutherford, it's 21 degrees.
And I'm today's Weather Whiz Kid. 105.3 New FM.
It's New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
Good morning. My name is Amara Pettit. I'm 10 years old, in Year 5 at Cessnock West Public School, and I'm today's Weather Whiz Kid. Today's weather forecast is grey and gloomy for most of the day with scattered showers with tops of 26 degrees. Right now in Adamstown, it's 22 degrees. Now back to the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Very good, Amara. That was great.
Has anyone ever told you, Amara, that you have a really beautiful voice? Like, it's very sweet. I reckon you could be a singer.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you do any singing at all?
No.
Oh, well, there you go.
Know what? Luckily, you got your whole life ahead of you. That's something you can look into. What I do understand, though, is you're a bit of a Jets fan. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Who's your favourite player?
Conor Mizunuma.
Ooh, that's a big name.
It certainly is.
Gosh, I couldn't even pronounce that.
Yeah, you've done well there.
Amazing. And we believe that you're playing soccer soon?
Yeah.
Okay. So, which club are you going to play with?
Cessnock United.
Lovely.
Oof, nice. So, that'd be like your local club.
Mm-hmm.
And what we also believe you've got some shout-outs that you're wanting to do.
Yeah.
Who do you want to shout-out this morning?
Shout-out to my two friends, Catherine and Nikki.
Okay.
Beautiful. Nice. They'd be listening this morning.
Yeah, no
sure.
doubt, no doubt.
Very proud of their good friend. Well, congratulations, Amara. You've scored your very own birthday party at Kids World Playland in Green Hills, where you can jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited play times to stay all day. Book now at kidsworldplay.com.au. And, of course, if you would like your child to be our next Weather Whiz kid, you can register online now at newfm.com.au.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
We heard from producer Mark when he told us a story about how he was feeling coach for his kids' soccer club,
yes.
Basically, and during the game, one of the kids sort of bumped into another one. This sort of created not a row, but suddenly the kid was screaming and yelling. The mum came on. The kid ran off the field. All this is in the middle of a game.
It all just kind of just went south from there, didn't it?
Didn't it? Out of nowhere was just suddenly all sorts of chaos going on, right?
Crazy stuff. It was a whack story.
Yeah, all from one little bump. And then the kid suddenly thought it was all the other kid's fault, and there was, you know, the parents were involved.
Mm.
Poor producer Mark, who was just fill-in coach for the day, then had to sort it out.
He's like, what do I do?
He didn't know what to do. Do you play on in that situation? Do you have to go talk to the kid, the parent? What's the deal?
Well, in showbiz, the show must go on.
Well,
so
that's
the
true.
Game must be played.
That is also true.
Mm.
Here's what we wanted to do this morning.
Yes.
4967-4105. What happened at the kids' sport?
You know what's interesting about this question as well, that now that I think about it, it could be, like, your story could be about, okay, maybe the kids got in a fight, maybe, like, someone, you know, did something outrageous.
Some sort of incident.
But you often hear about incidents at kids' sport when it comes to the parents, so the spectators.
Yeah, they can sometimes get so involved.
Yeah.
That they believe, you know, I'm going to take this to the next level. Or perhaps it was something like, you know, it could be some sort of injury or something as well.
Oh, yes.
Because sometimes the poor kids, they're so involved in the game that they don't look where they're going or...
What about this, right? When I was younger, a dog ran onto the field and kind of just started playing with us. Like, in the middle of a game. And we're like,
so,
what do we do here? Do we just play with the dog? So we tried to keep playing, but the rest like, oh, yeah.
Stop this.
Yeah.
Happened with Molly the Whippet. So
what?
I was away and my dad was staying at our house and taking care of Molly the Whippet, my dog.
Yep.
Molly the Whippet escaped.
Oh.
Ran down the road, round the corner, out into the soccer field when a game was on.
Right.
My poor dad, trying to run after Molly the Whippet with his sore leg and yelling and screaming. They had to, like, stop the game.
Wow.
Incidents can happen.
Yeah.
That's an example of one.
I got into a couple of fights when I was younger on the soccer pitch.
Did you?
Well, I used to play mixed sport. So
you'd always obviously start the fights.
Actually, yeah. Good luck, because, like, I'm like, get out of my way, because look, the boys were annoying me on the other team.
Yeah.
And, like, I'd just get overly physical and
right.
I'd push them and, like, so one of them, one day, one of the girls actually from the other team pushed me in the mud. So I got up, sprinted towards her and, like, kind of tapped her with my foot, my boot, got in front of her feet and tipped her over and pushed her.
Oh, my God, Ari.
I'm like, don't you touch me. Anyway.
Wow, that's intense.
Look, kids' sport, especially soccer, horrendous.
Maybe you played soccer with Ari as a kid and that was your incident. 4967-4105. What happened at the kids' sport?
Yes.
We'd love to hear your stories, light and bright, obviously. First in Edgeworth, Matt, what's your story?
G'day, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, really great.
Good.
Thanks, Matt.
So it wasn't so much of an incident, more of just a funny story. Mm-hmm. I was at the kids' soccer game as well, and this one young fella, he's on the winning team. He actually played pretty good, scored a couple of goals. Mm-hmm. And when he come off, a couple of other kids came up and asked him to... I think they just wanted his... They asked him for an autograph or whatever.
Just winding him up, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then it all must have went to his head because his mum was sitting just a couple of parents away from us.
Yeah.
And I hear him come over and she goes, all right, mate, so good work on the game. You get to choose what you want for dinner tonight.
Great.
And he goes, oh, nah, I'm not doing that.
What?
And she's like, what? He goes, I don't make decisions anymore, mum. I'm a superstar.
Oh.
What a great kid.
You know what? He's earned it at that point. Two
yes.
goals and a couple of autographs.
Oh, maybe he's one of the next Jets, probably.
Could well be. Could well be.
Okay, to Rankin Park now. Good morning, Emily. What's your story?
Good morning. This is a soccer story as well.
Great.
We were at a six-week tournament. Like, we went down every Sunday.
Yeah.
For 10-year-olds, playing 10-year-olds. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we always had this same ref. And he looked like the logo from Jim's Mowing. So my husband every week would be heckling this poor ref saying, that's a bad call, Jim's Mowing. Get on your tractor. Just heckling this poor guy every week.
Oh, my God.
Get your mower out.
In the end, the ref said to the coach, you need to get rid of this guy in the Parramatta outfit or I will. Anyway, my husband just kept heckling him every week. Jim's Mowing this, Jim's Mowing that. In the end, Jim's Mowing gave him a red card and he had to leave the field.
Oh, my God, your dad got kicked. I mean, the dad got kicked off, yeah?
Yeah, because the ref just could not concentrate with this guy in a Parramatta outfit calling him Mowing every game.
Well, to be fair, though, he looked like him, yeah? Mm.
Exactly like the logo with the outfit that you'd wear mowing the lawn and the hat.
It would be funny if his name was actually Jim.
Or he owned the mowing franchise.
Oh, brilliant.
I mean, if only is all I can say. Sounds like he deserved the red card though, didn't he?
Yeah.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So, biggest news of the day, obviously, is the federal budget. Now,
sure.
We won't hamper on too much about it, but we do have to talk a little bit of it.
Of course. So, biggest story of the day.
Of course. Some early assessments are regarding the 2025 budget as a flop, actually, when it comes to benefits for the Hunter, so for us here, unfortunately. But I'd have a couple of points here. So, overall, energy rebates worth $150 will be applied across quarterly instalments in the second half of this year.
That is good.
That is good. We do need that. So
yes,
that does
please.
Affect us. That's across the country. Also, you've got the expansion of bulk billing and Medicare services for cheaper medical consultations, which we all need as well.
Overdue, because like a lot of the time you go to the doctors and you go, it's still $60 or $65 even after the gap.
Yeah, exactly. So hopefully, this also means that further practices will install these. Plus, the government will freeze the alcohol excise for 2 years from August.
Thank God.
Which will mostly benefit breweries and alcohol companies, but we do have quite a few breweries here in the Hunter. So
well, also, your schooners shouldn't go up as quickly, basically. They should stay the same for a couple of years.
Which will be really good as Okay, some further stuff for us on local ground, targeted specifically, funding for a further 50 urgent care clinics, one of which has already been promised in Maitland. So we should get a couple more across the region.
That's actually so good because it means people when they... Less people clogging up the hospitals.
That's right.
And also people getting seen. You're not there for 4 hours.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Waiting with your arm half off.
Mm. The budget also mentioned the final installment of funding for the $55 million Newcastle Airport International Terminal upgrade to be delivered between this year and next. Also, the...
Whoa, that's huge. The extra money there. Okay, good.
It's the final installment.
Yeah, that's it. If they're, because they've been short on money, isn't it, is the story.
Yeah.
So if they can get that sorted, I'll be pretty happy.
Yeah, something a little bit less interesting, though. The Hunter to get $88 million over 2 years to support clean energy production and to also help the Port of Newcastle become hydrogen ready. So it doesn't technically affect us directly, but it's something.
Yeah, it'd be big for jobs and stuff.
And a 3-day a week childcare guarantee.
So oh, that's huge.
Security there, but yeah.
Yeah, well, basically, kids taken care of, heaps of stuff for health.
Well, some things, yeah.
Well, yeah, urgent care clinics, they're massive.
The pharmaceutical benefits scheme across as well, the country.
Yeah, so a fair bit for health, and then... Yeah. Like for the airport as well, because it'd be a big win for us.
So not a lot directly targeted at us, but things will affect us in a way.
Definitely. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, look, some saying a flop, some saying not. You decide. That's what democracy is.
I say be optimistic.
Yeah. I think there's a few good things in there.
Yeah.
Interesting to hear what's going on with that. And there'll be more explanation throughout the day. It's the biggest story of the day.
Of course.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Now we switch our attention to a local story, though, because spotted around Newcastle and the photos going viral of the TV show RBT getting filmed right here in Newcastle.
Brilliant. Now, this is a good TV show. It's very entertaining.
Something about it, like, from the outset, if you were just explained over the phone what it was, you might think,
not really interesting.
Doesn't sound great. But when you actually watch it for the first time and you realise there's something just about it that's so interesting and intriguing and entertaining.
And people on Gogglebox love to watch it as well.
Okay. Well, yeah, there's a good hint. Yeah. And if Gogglebox approved, it's Ari approved.
Correct.
Now, interesting notes around this. So people have taken photos of the filming going on.
Ooh.
Look, from what I can see, it's a silver Toyota Camry. So that tells you what you need to know. Apparently, they're filming around the Hunter region. And hey, if you've been pulled over by the crew or you know someone that had, we'd love to hear from you.
Oh, yeah.
Right, to know what's going on. But it just reminds me of the absolute classic Newcastle RBT episode from years ago where a man, I think it was from sort of maybe 6-7 years ago, a man was caught with an open container while driving towards Sydney. Here's just a little bit of it.
At an RBT lineup in Newcastle.
You're going to get that?
One moment's hesitation puts this driver under the spotlight.
Bring him in.
With multiple units on standby, there's nowhere to run.
Yeah, my name's Andrew Gilmore from Newcastle Highway Patrol. Have you had anything to drink this evening?
I have.
How many drinks have you had today, sir?
I had two bourbon and cokes at Shoal Bay Country Club around 5 o'clock.
Yep. Is that all?
No.
You've had a few more since then, have you?
And I've got a long neck here with me.
It goes on. The long neck was open, right?
Oh.
Halfway down. What's incredible, though, is he actually blew zero. When he did the test.
It must be a faulty device.
Who knows what went on, or maybe his body just dissolves alcohol so quickly.
Instantaneously, just about.
Because he looks really drunk in the video.
He also kind of sounds like it.
Well, some of the comments are amazing. My favourite being, the breathalyzer was set to measure the amount of blood levels in his alcohol system. That's why it came up zero. Which is a possibility.
Probably.
Now, what's interesting as well with the like the footage that's been filmed or taken, photos taken of the guys doing the filming, one of the local neighbours was seen. He quickly ran out with like the Dyson stick vac and started vacuuming the street to try and get in the TV show. So, look, if you've seen anything or know anything, we'd love to hear, you know, what's going on with this filming around our area. But really, we can't wait for the episode to come out. Because
yes.
To see our own little, you know, part of the world on RBT, drink responsibly, please.
Yes.
It's still very funny to watch.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, Meghan Markle's new lifestyle show, something you've really enjoyed, Ari. It's very...
I did.
You described it as really relaxing
it
to
was.
Watch.
Yeah, there was, I was just kind of wholesome, you know, very much a lifestyle show, cooking, gardening, just little pieces to camera. Lovely.
Now, obviously, she likes to make money out of every possible avenue, and who doesn't?
You can't blame her. She's not acting anymore.
That's right. She's got to make cash. They're not on the royal pension or whatever they used to get.
I bet that was her plan. She's like, I'll be right if I just marry a prince. He stuffed that up for you.
Yeah, he certainly did. So she has this brand of sort of foods and stuff, As Ever, it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this one, you still can't buy them yet. You can just look on asever.com at what they will be eventually.
Okay.
Essentially, raspberry jam.
Yum.
Honey. Flour sprinkles, like potpourri for old ladies.
Ew.
And a couple of different teas. Hibiscus tea, peppermint tea, ginger tea, shortbread cookies, and a crepe mix. That is the full, like, list of products.
That is the most English thing that I've ever heard in my life.
And so incomplete. Like, it's just, yeah, there's nothing to that. A couple of shortbread cookies, a crepe mix, and some jam.
That's dumb.
It is dumb. And you can't even buy them yet. So I don't understand why she's got that on there.
I don't know.
Now, she's also making some money off this little hustle. So, you know how she was seen on her, obviously, on her show, that she's recently released, mm-hmm, the one you've been watching?
Mm-hmm.
You can now essentially buy the clothes and stuff she had on through this shop now, which is, it takes you to links where the original items were sale, but she gets a cut.
Brilliant.
So, here's some of the offerings. You know, she loves a linen shirt in this show.
She loves linen shirts.
Yes, it's very sort of breezy Miami, but in the countryside.
Mm-hmm.
Oversized linen shirt, $148.
Yay.
Reformation, that's by Reformation. How about the sunglasses she wears, $212.
Just go on, Shane.
Or the necklace she wears by Maya Brenner, which it's called a happiness retreat necklace for $495.
Oh, come off it.
So no shoes, no socks, no like hat or anything. You're up for the best part of a grand there. Or if you want the Windsor gown, that's $1,350. So for just those like one, two, three, four items, you're at about $2,500 for one of her looks.
And it's not even a full outfit.
And they're American dollars as well, and you haven't paid for the undies yet.
Can we just normalise shopping at Meijer again? Like,
please, because it won't cost hardly as much as that. And
yeah.
Meghan Markle doesn't need a cut. Sell some more jam if you're struggling, because that's what you've got for sale at the moment.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. Yeah. They're local as. And on the air now.
Now, my lovely sister-in-law, she just celebrated her 30th birthday. Happy birthday, Miss Sarah.
That's so nice. And you went down to Sydney and everything for the big party.
Yeah. Also to see my stressed brother, because he was doing all the gift-giving and all the errands and the cleaning and the cooking. And he did practically everything except, like, shower for her, just about.
Well, maybe that's something you can work on for next year.
Yeah, you know. Anyway, so basically what happened was, it wasn't just her birthday that she was celebrating. She does this thing called a birthday week. Now, if you've heard of this, you know exactly how painful this can be.
I know people that do this.
So do I. I've known plenty of people in the past to do it, but we've never done it in my family before.
Nah.
So my mum, dad, Samuel and I were like, what is the point of this BS?
It's so tragic.
I know. Anyway, so the whole premise behind it was, she always wants to celebrate her birthday over the course of 7 days a week. So she wanted Samuel, my brother, her husband, to do things for her, like write her sticky notes every day with a nice message on it, buy her flowers all the time, get her certain cookies, make her food, clean the house, do this every single day. It was just a nightmare. Like, just get a bottle of wine and be done with it. That's what I did for her.
A party is fine. Or if you're having a birthday, say, for example, your birthday's on a Tuesday.
Yep.
And you want to have a party on a Saturday. That also fine.
But you're also not throughout the week going, I want this, give me this, do this for me, blah,
not
blah, blah.
Not your birthday.
Yes, exactly. Shouldn't be a week-long celebration. I mean, celebrate in your own head. Treat yourself, maybe. Okay.
Sure.
But I just don't understand the premise of a birthday week. So, this is going to inspire my next phone conversation.
Okay.
4967415. I want to get Newcastle's opinion on birthday weeks. Are they fun or are they ridiculous? Or do you do them yourself?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Have you been dragged into one? Like,
yes.
It's your partner who just loves it and you don't want to say no because it makes them happy.
It does.
But deep down you think, how absurd.
I hate this.
This is extreme.
Yeah.
You might just think this is absurd.
Yeah, it got to the end of the week when my brother was like, Ari, I'm so exhausted. She needs to do something for herself. like poor Samuel.
Oh, my Lord. I know somebody who does this.
Is it you?
It's not me.
Damn.
It certainly isn't.
Mm.
I'm an under-the-radar type of person.
Actually, that's true. Yes.
But I know somebody who does this, and it's actually exhausting for everyone involved.
Yeah.
I have to do so much for a full week. All right.
Just don't do it, please.
4967415. Let's start in Rutherford. Colin, is it you or someone you know that does this, or do you think they're dumb?
Oh, look, I've known people that have done them, but it's right there in the name, to be fair. It's birthday, not birthday week.
You're absolutely right.
You know what? And I like that Colin brings a bit of evidence to this scenario.
Logic, if you will.
That's right, which is awesome.
All right, heading to Blackalls Park now with Damon. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What do you think about these birthday weeks,
Damon? Not a fan. Not a fan at all.
Do you know somebody who does it?
Yeah, I've got a mate that does it, and it just turns everyone into a crab by halfway through.
Oh, I'm sick of celebrating you.
They end up hating him.
Yeah. You know what? I like turn into a crab. It sounds like some sort of weird spell that only happens in fishing villages.
Under the sea.
I'm going to turn you into a crab. Damon loves that.
A crabby patty.
Indeed.
All right. Let's go to Shortland now with Justin. Hey, Justin, what do you think?
I think they're
terrible.
Ooh.
Yeah. Just turned 18 on Monday and she's having a birthday extravaganza, not a birthday week.
Oh, so what is this going to do? Go for a month or something?
She had a party, like dinner on Monday night. We're going to Sydney this weekend.
Oh.
And her birthday party is in the next weekend.
Oh, mate, this is going on for too long.
That's pushing 3 weeks there.
Oh.
Which makes it worse because my wife's birthday was the Thursday last week. My this week. Over everybody's.
Poor Justin.
The winner in his life.
I know, you've got no money left after all that.
No, none whatsoever.
Yeah, well, financially you'll never recover from this, poor guy.
Mm-hmm.
Shortland, look out. In Cessnock, Beck, is it you or do they bother you?
Look, I think they're a great idea. Why not celebrate for as long as possible?
Beck does this.
Do you do this, don't you, Beck?
We don't do birthday weeks as such, but we do. So for the week leading up to your birthday, every morning when you get up, there's a chocolate hidden somewhere in the house with how many more sleeps to your birthday written on it. It's sort of like an advent calendar, but for your birthday. The kids love it. Highlight of their birthday.
Wow.
You know what? That isn't too bad. It's when people want events here and there and everyone has to dress up and all sorts of stuff that really is annoying. A couple of chockies, that's okay. You can factor that into the birthday gift cost.
The kids love it. They think it's great. They brag to all their friends when they get to school. They think it's wonderful.
Are they doing it for you though, Beck?
Absolutely. I demand it.
Oh, interesting. So, Beck is set in her ways.
Yeah, you absolutely love it. And what is the biggest extravaganza you've gone through? Like your last birthday, what happened?
Look, we keep the birthdays relatively small. It's just about family. But yeah, no, we just love those chocolates beforehand. It's so much fun.
She just wants to be rated Mum of the Year.
I know. I think Beck's just a chocoholic, and that in itself is fine.
New FM.
De Novo's.
Now, Ari, what are you up to for the rest of the day? What's going on?
Well, you know what they say. It's Wednesday Will Day.
I love that.
Yeah.
This is you. You guys have, like, planned date night and everything.
Well, it's not really a date night. It's just the nights we get to see each other because we're both very busy human
off
beings.
Off work. Yeah. You'll be off work.
Yeah, Wednesday and Saturday nights. It's nice.
That's nice. And what, do you have any plans? Are you going to take him a special gift or anything?
Oh, no.
No?
No, I haven't done that for a little while. Can't be bothered. No.
You're getting too relaxed, Ari.
No, well, I've done all my giving and giving and giving and giving.
Right, it's his turn now. Yeah. He should make something for you.
Nah, it's all right.
Maybe some sort of lovely, you know, cake or something. He could,
you know,
make
what
you.
It's not. I respond to like gestures, right? And he does a lot of those. So for example, like he'll like fold up.
Wave?
My clothes or.
Oh, right. Little, like helping stuff.
Yeah. You know, the thing what he did on Saturday was, babe, go and relax on the couch. The controller's right there for you. Pick a movie, whatever you want to watch. I'm like, thank you. And I just got so emotional because I just thought that was lovely.
You just like the sweet little moments in the rhythm of life.
That's it. So I think tonight we're watching Emperor's New Groove.
This is your choice? Your choice?
Yes.
Nice. That is going to be a romantic evening right there. The Emperor's New Groove and some folded clothes.
Pull the lever, Kronk.
Haven't seen it. Can't refer. Can't relate.
No.
All right. We do have to give away a prize.
Yes.
Today we've got tickets to Six the Musical. It's one of the hottest shows in town. Everyone's talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
You can win them all this week with us.
Yeah, that's right. It arrives at the Civic Theatre in Newcastle, April 10. Book your tickets now at sixthemusical.com.au.
Today it goes to Damon in Blackalls Park. Earlier we were talking about if you are one of these people that involves themselves in week-long birthday celebrations. Damon, not about it.
These birthday weeks, Damon.
Not a fan. Not a fan at all.
Do you know somebody who does it?
Yeah, I've got a mate that does it, and it just turns everyone into a crab boy halfway through.
Oh.
They end up hating him.
Yeah. You know what? I like turn into a crab. It sounds like some sort of weird spell that only happens in fishing villages.
Under the sea.
I'm going to turn you into a crab. Congratulations to Damon from Blackalls Park, our latest local winner here at New FM and friends of a crab.
Oh, yes, apparently. Sebastian, where you at?
Have a lovely day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Catch you then.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au. And you can relive all the fun again and again and again.